morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. This week I have been talking about the prosperity gospel. In reality, it is not the gospel. It is not the gospel according to the Bible. It says nothing about what the Bible talks about when the Bible says gospel, which is a word that simply means good news. And what is the good news? Is the good news that we can enjoy health, wealth, and comfort in this life and no troubles and trials and problems if we just say the right words, think the right thoughts, have strong enough faith, then all those things will be ours right now? No. When the Bible talks about the gospel, it talks about finding forgiveness of sins, which is our greatest problem. Why? Because sin separates us from God. The God who created us, gave us life, designed us with a purpose to know Him and enjoy Him, we have turned away in our sin. And the good news of the gospel is that God still pursues us. God wants to know us. God wants to demonstrate His love to us. He has done so by sending Jesus to die on the cross and rise from the dead. And when we turn from our sin and believe in Jesus Christ and trust in Him, that's what biblical faith is, not this prosperity gospel stuff that says faith is about creating better things for you by the power of your belief. No, faith is trusting in the person Jesus Christ, and He forgives your sin. He gives you a right relationship with God so that you can begin the journey of eternal life. And the Bible is God's instruction to tell us how to grow, how to know more about Him, the kind of life He wants us to live. Now, will that help us prosper? Yes. I want to talk a little bit today. I want to focus less on what's wrong with the prosperity gospel and more on what's right with the true prosperity gospel message found in Scripture, because God does want us to prosper. And so I'll begin talking about that today. I want to talk about that more next week. But let me remind you, if you want more on this topic, if you want to participate in discussions that center around this program, please join the Facebook group Trust the Bible, or go to the website prosperousandsuccessful.com. And on that site, you'll find my blog articles and things that will help you to know true biblical teaching about how to be prosperous in life. So I believe the Bible says the first step to a prosperous life is to trust in Jesus and what He has done in His death and resurrection to forgive you of your sin. And that's so important because that's the only way you can have a close relationship with God. God adopts you into His family. He calls you His child. And now you can read His word, meditate on it, and carefully put it into practice. This is what eternal life is, to know God and His one and only Son. Now you say, well, does that help me with my finances? The prosperity gospel preachers are saying, if I say the right words, have the right vision, then I'll get promoted, or I'll have raises, or I'll have financial increase. Are you saying that God doesn't want me to have any of that? He wants me to prosper simply by getting to know Him. Well, that's not exactly what I'm saying, but let me just pause and say, would that be so bad? I mean, isn't God more valuable than anything this world has to offer? He is so much more. There's more in Him. I don't even know how to put it into words, but there's something meaningful and lasting and true and real about knowing God than simply collecting more money in this world. But you know what? God does love us. He doesn't simply want to get us into heaven when we die. He wants to bless us now. And the Bible has teaching even on financial prosperity. But it's not the way the prosperity gospel preachers on television often present it. All right? There's no way that your envisioning and saying words are going to automatically create wealth for you. In fact, the Bible says that we shouldn't seek to have great riches. In other words, great riches shouldn't be our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to glorify God with our lives And having great riches can endanger us and cause us to shift our focus to this world and off of God. And so we shouldn't even pursue great riches. They can actually cause us pain. Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And then he goes on to say, many people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. So if you want to have lots of money but be full of grief, you know, I just think it would be better to have a little less money and be full of joy and peace and the things that really make us thrive as human beings. So the Bible warns us not to pursue great riches, but the Bible does have a lot to say about financial wisdom. And there's nothing surprising as you read through the Proverbs. There are things like working really hard. There are things like setting aside, saving money over time because the rainy day is going to come. That, you know, when you aren't saving money and suddenly you have a big car bill or a big medical bill, or, you know, and you say, well, you know, it's not fair. I was balancing my budget every month, but now I have this big bill. No, the Bible says expect problems like that to come. Set aside little by little, make smart investments, don't fall into any get-rich-quick schemes, but gradually, over the long haul, work hard, set aside, build wealth, and that's generally the key to financial prosperity. You shouldn't seek great riches, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to do well and working hard to get there. The Bible also says be generous with others. You know, you don't want to be the miser that watches every penny and everyone knows you're greedy. And yes, you might get some more money that way, but is it worth the cost to relationships, to reputation? No, true wealth is measured by more than just finances. So we're to work hard, we're to set aside, we're to be generous, we're to bless others as God enables us, as God blesses us, we're to bless others. In other words, we need to see money as a tool to do greater things with than just accumulate money. And when you follow this biblical advice, you may get more money. And you certainly will be able to enjoy it more than if you're just getting money for the sake of having more money. But I also have to say, you may not. You can follow the Bible perfectly, and you might lose everything in a natural disaster. You might lose everything because it's stolen from you. You might lose everything because of really high medical bills. The Bible is full of examples of righteous people following the Bible who lose it all. Now, generally, God will bless you and you will see increase. But God might also have other plans. And here's where following God's way is so much better. I think the main problem with the prosperity gospel, which basically says it is a guarantee you're going to have more wealth if you do things right. And then you get setbacks and disappointment, and you say, well, why didn't God come in and perform for me? No, the true prosperity gospel in the Bible offers so much more. The true prosperity gospel of the Bible says, yes, God gives you principles so that you can do better financially, but there's more than that. You might have a huge setback. Like Job, for instance, he lost everything he had in a day. But even in that, God will only let that happen to you if he has something even better for you. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not saying if you get wiped out financially, it's only because God has even greater financial blessings to give you down the road. No, I'm saying it's because he has something better for you even than money. Something better in the long run. God works all things together for the good for those who love God. And this is from an eternal, God-glorifying perspective. And when you love God and follow his plan the way the Bible says, you can have joy and peace in every circumstance in life. It's not just dependent on everything going exactly how you want it to go. At times, you learn to trust God and find joy in even difficult times. And I hope you're on that path. And I'm going to talk more about that next week. Until next time, remember.